Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here in for Claire. Now, a €20 increase in the weekly pension, a tax on e-cigarettes and vapes, and a reduction in the rate of VAT charged on internet connections. These are some of the pre-budget stories floating about in this morning's newspapers. Here to tell us what might make the cut and what's just a bit of summer kite flying is Christina Finn, political editor with the Journal. Christina, we'll start first with the weekly pension. Lots of government backbenchers out this morning. Some saying 15, others 20, others hedging still on, you know, the baseline of €12 that we saw last year. Is this likely to happen? Who can say the highest numbers? There's a little bit of game playing today.
Certainly is, and it's something that happens every year, I think, from backbenchers there, particularly around the pension. They were pushing for the €20 increase last year. They only got the €12 increase, but the pressure is on Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys again this year, with a lot of people, as you say, out pushing for that €20 increase. Look, Heather Humphreys has said her social welfare package, she really wants to focus on vulnerable groups such as carers, those with disability, working families, and particularly pensioners as well. And look, she has a social protection budget, which she says is one of the largest in history at $1.2 billion. So look, there is scope there perhaps to go higher than we have in previous years. As I mentioned, you know, €12 has been achieved over the last year, and she intends to make this social welfare package progressive. So if the pressure ramps up, I suppose, in the next 2 months, there could well be a higher increase. And look, the temptation is there. We've talked a lot, obviously, about the giveaway budget, this being the last one of this government. The temptation is always there to, you know, throw money at the situation ahead of any general election.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's a solid voter base. So this will just fuel yet more speculation, won't it, when you see pensions back in the headlines today of an early general election?
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, look, pensioners, they're a very vocal voter base, particularly for the likes of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So, look, you know, there's always the need there and the want there to ensure that they can give them as much as possible. And a lot of ministers have been out, particularly over the last number of weeks, pointing to that cost of living issue, while they're pointing to inflation having fallen a lot since perhaps other previous budgets where we had other cost of living measures. They are still pointing to the fact that that's not perhaps coming through to all households, particularly pointing to the cost of, you know, the weekly shop. So that really does tie in to the pressure that is being mounted on ministers around issues like the pension and ensuring that, you know, costs are being met and people, for people who are still feeling that in their pocket.
Another speculative piece today is a tax on e-cigarettes and vapes. This was something flagged by Michael McGrath last year. Do you think, Christina, this is something that is in play?
Yeah, definitely. It was flagged at last year's budget that e-cigarettes were being targeted for some sort of tax. Now, there was a lot of criticism even after last year's budget from, you know, health experts like the Irish Heart Foundation, you know, for pushing it out to this year. I suppose the government's point of view was that they were flagging this to the industry, that this was going to be coming down the line. And we've seen it now in the tax strategy papers that were delivered to government there in the last number of weeks. So they are recommending, you know, a few options. They're looking across at the rates that are applied in other EU member states on tax on e-liquid. So they're ranging in different countries from 10 cent to 30 cent per milliliter of e-liquid in each vape. So it could come in at, you know, a couple of euro. And look, they're always looking to make any sort of increase that can go into the exchequer pot, and this does seem like an easy win, I think, because we've had a lot of ministers, particularly the likes, you know, of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who brought in the smoking ban, coming down hard on the vaping industry, saying that this is just another form, you know, of getting people addicted to another product, and they do seem to want to tackle it.
One other one then, Christina, is the VAT charged on internet connections, and there seems to be some provision that European countries can tweak and look look at this, because there is an emphasis on trying to ensure more people have Wi-Fi connections. We could look forward to a change in tax on the Wi-Fi payments that we get monthly.
Yeah, a really interesting one that was, again, in those tax strategy papers, which is being considered by a number of ministers, I understand, on cutting that VAT rate on internet connections. Look, it'll probably only mean maybe €40 on internet bills, so not maybe a huge amount, but sure, look, every little bit counts. At the moment, the rate, I think, is around 23%, so perhaps bringing it down to 13.5%, coming in at around a cost, I think, of about €60 million. Again, you know, that's money... that perhaps they're giving away, but it's part of this EU directive that allows for this, and it's all in a bid to encourage people take up internet access. There were some warnings from the Department of Finance about price manipulation, given the companies, you know, that couple perhaps TV connections with broadband connections. So there would be a body of work there that would need to be done as well.
We look forward to seeing in September how much of it was summer kite flying and how much of it turned out to be included in the budget. Christina Finn, political editor with the Journal. Thank you for that.